As we quoted at the beginning of our previous year, Rashi here on Masechta Pesachim Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi the Ramaskul Mazon says that when Erev Pesach is on Friday, the Brisa says Mishayim and Ataris Mazon Shtei Sudas Kedei Lechol Adalat Shos. We leave over two meals that we could eat chametz until Dalat Shos on Shabbos Erev Pesach. And Rashi says the reason we don't leave over three sudas is because we're not allowed to eat after Zman Mincha on Erev Pesach. So since we can't eat at that time anyway, and that's the Zman for Shalosh Shudas, that's why we don't leave over food for Shalosh Shudas. So Rashi seems to be saying, as the Achroinim, that the reason we don't leave over food for Shalosh Shudas is because in Erev Pesach, min ha-mincha l'malo, which is the proper time for Shalosh Shudas, we're not allowed to eat anymore. Ask the Achroinim, you know why you can't leave over bread for Shalosh Shudas? Because we're not allowed to have bread after Shoshishis, after Shochamishis, as we learned in the Mishnah. So why did Rashi have to say that you can't eat, you're supposed to eat Shalosh Shudas after Mincha, and at that time you're not able to eat? Rashi could have said a simple reason: you're not allowed to eat chametz at that time. So the Pnei Yeshua explains Rashi as follows. He says that Rashi had a question on the Braisa. Why did the Braisa have to say that we have to leave over Mazon Shtei Sudas L'Tzarech Sudas Shabbos? Every time we do Bedikas Chametz, ask the Pnei Yeshua, we leave over meals. Because as we've been learning in our Masechta, Bedikas Chametz is done immediately in the evening of Erev Pesach, and therefore you have to have bread for your supper on Erev Pesach Eve, and you have to have bread for your meal Erev Pesach in the morning. So why did the Braisa have to point out that by this Erev Pesach, which comes out on Shabbos, Mishayrin Mazon Shtei Sudas? So therefore, Rashi says that the Braisa is trying to teach us a Chiddush, to teach us that even though the Zman Shalosh Shudas is after Zman Mincha, and of course after the Zman Mincha, we can't eat on Erev Pesach, but we would think that on this Shabbos, since we can't eat Shalosh Shudas after the Zman Mincha, because one is not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach after Zman Mincha, maybe the Zman for Shalosh Shudas should be pushed to the morning. And since the Zman for Shalosh Shudas should be pushed to the morning, we'll have to have Mazon Shalosh Shudas, and we'll eat two Sudas in the morning. Teaches us, Rashi says the Pnei Yeshua, that no, that on this Shabbos, we don't eat Shalosh Shudas. And that's why the Braisa went out of its way to say, U'mishayim in atayrish day sudas. You know why you only have two sudas? Because this Shabbos you don't have Shalosh Shudas. And I saw a very nice explanation from the Aruch HaShulchan in explaining this Rashi. He says that even though, as we said, as discussed in our previous year, how important it is to eat Shalosh Shudas, says the Aruch HaShulchan, just like we know that if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, so nobody suggests that we should eat Shalosh Shudas, or we should eat any meals on Yom Kippur. We're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Under those circumstances, so to speak, the rule wasn't said. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the same here. Although Chazal taught us that we should eat Shalosh Shudas every Shabbos, there is an exception to that rule. The exception to that rule is that when Shabbos Erev Pesach. That's the Pnei Yeshua's approach in explaining Rashi. The Chasam Sofer's approach in explaining Rashi is, why did the Braisa have to tell us Mishayir Mazon Shtei Sudas? And what happens, says the Chasam Sofer, if you have an individual that wants to eat a lot? Is he not allowed to leave over more than Mazon Shtei Sudas? Why is the Braisa emphasizing Mazon Shtei Sudas? In fact, if we look in the Paiskim, our minig is that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we do Sreifas Chametz on Friday, which is Erev Pesach, the same time we do Sreifas Chametz every year. And the reason is that one should not get confused and think that that this man is a different man. And next year when Erev Pesach will not be on a Friday, he'll end up Chas V'Shalom doing Sreifas Chametz too late. So not only is the halacha that you can leave over more than Shtei Sudas if you want to eat more, we who do Sreifas Chametz early in the day Friday certainly leave over more than Mazon Shtei Sudas, because we need to eat on Friday Chametz as well. So why did the Braisa say Mazon Shtei Sudas? That was the question, says the Chasam Sofer, which was bothering Rashi. Says Rashi, the reason the Braisa says the Mishairin Mazon Shtei Sudas is because the Braisa wants to teach us, as we explained a moment ago, that on this Shabbos, we don't have to eat Shal Shudas. So of course you can leave over as much bread as you want. But that doesn't mean that you have to leave over bread for Shal Shudas, because Rashi is explaining that on this Shabbos, Erev Pesach, we don't eat Shal Shudas. And I saw from the Pnei Shloima, we discussed in our previous shiur that even though the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph teaches us that the zman for Shal Shudas on a regular Shabbos is a half an hour after Chatzos, and l'chatchila, it's not just a half an hour after Chatzos, l'chatchila one should daven mincha before eating Shal Shudas. But as we also discussed in the name of many Rishonim, that certainly you could eat Shal Shudas by Chatzos, or if there's a situation where you will not be able to eat Shal Shudas after Chatzos, it's better to eat Shal Shudas before Chatzos versus skipping eating Shal Shudas. Says the Pnei Shloima, when can you be Mekayim Mitzvah Shal Shudas before Chatzos? That's only if theoretically you could have done it after Chatzos. But in this case, where you can't eat Shal Shudas after Chatzos, because after Mincha, after Chatzos, you can't eat Chametz. Here, if you'll want to be Mekayim eating Shal Shudas before Chatzos, Rashi is teaching us you wouldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. A fascinating Vart. The Vart is only in a time where you could eat Shal Shudas in its proper time. If you, for whatever reason, eat Shal Shudas earlier, do you fulfill the Mitzvah? But in the time where you can't eat Shal Shudas, at that time, then you're not obligated to eat Shal Shudas. Then you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah even before. And that is the opinion of Rashi, that on Shabbos Erev Pesach, we don't eat a regular Shal Shudas with challah. On the other hand, I did see that there are Rishonim that disagree with Rashi. And the Rosh says, the reason we eat Mazon Shtei Sudas is not because we don't eat Shal Shudas. What we're going to do is we're going to have to eat Shal Shudas in the morning, because we can't eat Shal Shudas in the afternoon. We can't eat bread in the afternoon. We're really not supposed to eat that much in the afternoon. So what we're going to do is we're going to eat the meal in the morning. We're going to divide into two. And since we're going to divide the meal into two, it's the same amount of food we're going to eat. So what the Braisa means to say is we put away Mazon Shtei Sudas, because we are only putting away Mazon Shtei Sudas. But that doesn't mean we don't eat Shal Shudas in the morning. We should take that amount of food that we eat in the morning and eat it and divide it into two. There are Rishonim that say that what the Braisa means to say is that you can be Yotze Shal Shudas with eating it, separating the meal in the morning. But Chazal were concerned about that, because they were concerned that since the Zman is coming, you're going to Chas V'Shalom eat Chametz past this proper Zman, And since you're going to eat chametz past the proper zman, don't eat. Be careful. On the other hand, the poskim say that even though we know that we're not supposed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, and most people don't eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if it's Erev Pesach and there's nothing else available, the Chasam Sofer says, certainly Friday night of Erev Pesach Shabbos, if you have nothing else to eat, it's better to eat matzah, to mekayim the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos a suda with bread or with a mitzi, versus not eating shalashudas, versus not eating a meal by shalashudas. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tov Mem Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yedalet Shechal Liyus B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is in Shabbos, Boitkin Lad Yud Gimel, we do B'dikas Chometz on the night of, or we do it on Thursday night, Ovar Nakol Lefnei Shabbos, and Mishayrin Mozen Shtei Sudas Utsarach Shabbos. The Sudas Shlishis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Zmano Acha Mincha, the time for Shol Shudas is after Mincha, then it's impossible to eat not matzah nor chametz. Elva matzah shira. You could only use matzah shira. This is the opinion of the Mechaber, who says that egg matzahs are perfectly fine. But you have to be careful to eat shalashudas that day before the 10th hour, because afterwards it's... because afterwards you're not supposed to eat because it's too close to the Seder. And then the Ramah says, Medinas Elish Ein Noyagin Lechel Matzah Shira. In our minig, the minig of Ashkenaz is not to eat Matzah Shira on Pesach. Til Kamon Simen Tov Samach Beis Siftal Bago. Yekayim Sud Shlishis Hashu Weig Mekayim Sud Shlishis B'mine Peris Oy Bos V'dogin. Eating fruit Oy Bos V'dogin. So the Mishnah Berurah immediately quotes the opinion of the Gra. V'ayim b'achroinim, shekosu the toiv, gamken shechalik suda shakra shall pass the shnayim, to divide the meal in the morning into two. The yesh oim the yotzim v'zei yedei suda shlishes, because there are opinions, as we quoted previously, that say you can be makayim b'di'evet suda shlishes before chatzois. The Kain Kosov Bria Gra, the Nochen Lassus Kain, and so did the Gra say that that's what's appropriate. Akoze, im yesh lo shos lvark benetayim, you have to have enough time to bench in between the two meals. Ulo hasik eze shos, kadesh lo yeh bachla broch shenetzricha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the Gra, and this is the minig of many communities, that we divide the meal in two. And not only is this the time that we do so, the minig is that we do so whenever Erev Yontif is, whenever Yontif, when we have a two-day Yontif, and the first day is on Shabbos, or when Shabbos is Erev Yontif, and we're not supposed to eat too late Friday afternoon. So here, the minig is that we divide the meal into two. The first meal in the morning we divide into two. But the Mishnah Berurah says, we have a new problem. We have a problem of a bracha she'ena tzricha. And because we have a problem of a bracha she'ena tzricha, we have to make a proper separation between the two meals. So, in a situation, not the situation that we're discussing, Erev Pesach Shabbos, but the other situation when it's the first day Yontif, or Erev Yontif, that we're dividing the meal into two, there, the best advice that the poskim offer is that one should daven mincha in between the two meals. And by davening mincha between the two meals, it's certainly considered a very significant hefsek, and therefore, you daven mincha, you eat your first meal, daven mincha, and then eat your second meal. The Paiskim say, let's say it's impossible to daven mincha for whatever reason, or certainly on Erev Pesach, where you can't daven mincha, because by the time mincha comes, you're obviously not able to eat chametz anymore. So how much of a hefsek do you have to have between the two sudas that it should not be considered a bracha she'en tzricha? Although I do have to say that there are paiskim that suggest that it's not considered a bracha she'en tzricha, because what's the definition of a bracha she'en tzricha? The definition of a bracha she'en tzricha is a bracha that I don't have to make, that I made. Here, I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of shalosh shudos. And since I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of shalosh shudos, that is a tzricha. But there are different opinions. The Daki Tshuva's opinion was to a 15-minute hefsek is considered a valid hefsek. The opinion of the Chazon Ish is that a half an hour is considered a proper hefsek. And therefore, the Paiskim say that in these circumstances, you should at least make some sort of a hefsek. Again, on the other Shabbosim, you could daven mincha. On Erev Pesach, you can't daven mincha, but you should at least try to make a hefsek. The Paiskim also say that taking a walk in between is also considered a valid hefsek, because by taking a walk in between, what we're trying to accomplish is that there should be a hesek hadas between the two meals, and therefore taking a walk between the two meals accomplishes that hesek hadas. I did see from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Chashukei Chemet that he has a very interesting piece of advice how to separate the two meals. He says that that many people have the minhag that they don't eat by the same meal meat and milk, even if they have, of course, proper separation, but by the same suda you shouldn't eat fleishiks and milchiks. So he gives a suggestion: eat milchiks at your first meal, and by eating milchiks at your first meal, and then you want to eat fleishiks at your next meal, and therefore you're going to have to bench, and that will solve your problem of being of making it a bracha she'en tzricha. I saw from Rabbi Yoshev, he says that if you're dividing your meal into two, you should eat most of the meal at the second meal. Because again, if you really are full after eating your first meal, and you're only eating your second meal just to fulfill the mitzvah shal shudas, and you're not really hungry, so then it's much more of a shayla brach shen tzricha. And therefore he says, eat less at the first meal and more at the second meal. Another interesting issue I saw that some places can bring up is, as we discussed in our previous year, we're supposed to eat fish at shalosh shudos. So what many people do under these circumstances is they divide the two meals, and in the first meal they eat the fish. And it turns out that the meal that they're eating for shalosh shudos, they're not having fish at that meal, and we discussed how important it is to eat fish at the meal which is known as shalosh shudos. So getting back to Erev Pesach Shabbos that we discussed, we have an issue with shalosh shudos. So the Shulchan Aruch here tells us that we should eat shalosh shudos the Mishnah Berurah says that we should eat shalosh shudos by dividing the meal into two. But if one doesn't want to do that, and there are a few reasons why one wouldn't want to do that. One is, as we just discussed, the Mishnah Berurah himself discusses the issue of a bracha she'en tzricha. It means saving more challah for the meal, for Pesach, which of course is a real issue. So the Paiskim say, and this is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says, that we should eat shalosh shudos in the afternoon. We should eat shalosh shudos afternoon, even though we won't be able to eat bread, challah, matzah, because we can't eat matzah Erev Pesach in the afternoon. We could eat shar dvarim. As the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton says, Ches says, Yikayim b'minei peiros, Ein Leel Besimrei Tzadik Aleph, the Yesh Deis Bepoiskim, and Tzorach Lassus Dafka Bepas, or the Sagi Gamkem Beshadvarim. If we, in Simrei Tzadik Aleph, there's a discussion that Shal Shudas has to be strictly bread, or could be other foods as well. Well, Zeh Omer, Beshas Atchak, Kazeh, this is a Shas Atchak, Ere Pesach Shabbos, Yoch Lismach Al Mekilim. You could rely on the Mekilim, the Ayin Shem, the Yosef type of boss of a dogma and Paris. And he goes on to say that even though it says here, this is the way the Mefarshim point out, that if we look in the Ramah that we quoted a few moments ago, the Ramah says, Yikayim su de shlishis, b'mini peiris, oi b'boss v'dogim, says the Mishnah Brura, that really, and the Magen Avraham says this, that it's better to have boss v'dogim versus peiris. Because peiris, Bas V'dogim is considered something which Melafis is a pass. It's considered much more of a food item. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Yoyse type of Bas V'dogim, it's better to have fruit, meat, or fish versus eating peiris. For then the Yochel Kayim B'tavshuk going Knedlich, he says you could use Knedlich. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to eat Knedlich for Shal Shudas on Erev Pesach, the Zeh ain't a mutter rak kodim shah siris. Once shah siris comes, you can't eat knedlich. Ve'ech shem kayim peiris abos v'togim, yochel kayim afilo ach shah siris, abekozer yizor shiyochel ma'at, if you're going to eat shal shudas and erev Pesach Shabbos, and you're not eating, obviously, bread or matzah or knedlich, you should be careful loy l'malik reis and not to overfill yourself. So what is the L'chatchila? The L'chatchila is as follows. If, in general, we know the minig is that when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, we daven Shacharis early. We daven Shacharis because we're going to have to eat the challah. Nobody's disagreeing that we have to eat the challah for the first meal. We have to eat the challah before the Shoah Chamishis. Because as our Mishnah teaches us, by Shoah Chamishis, you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. A question that the Pesach can discuss, is we know that on Shabbos we have to have Lechem Mishnah. So, and again, we're trying to have as little challah in the house as possible. Can we use matzah for Lechem Mishnah? So certainly, at the Friday night, Erev Pesach, Shechal, the Shabbos meal, the Pesachim are very lenient about using matzah for Lechem Mishnah. The Pesachim said, because we have the Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer said, b'di'evit, if you have nothing else, even though you're not really supposed to eat matzah, you could eat matzah that Friday night. So the matzah is certainly not considered muksa. What about Shabbos by day? So the Pesachim say as follows. Certainly, matzah, if you have children at home, and even though adults certainly should not eat matzah on Erev Pesach, but they give children matzah on Erev Pesach. So the matzah is not considered chum, is not considered muksa. The only question that I saw that the Pesach can discuss is that if the matzah is matzah that one baked Erev Pesach, and that year they did this on the year when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, they don't bake it on Shabbos, they bake it on Friday. So nobody would use that matzah just to give a child that matzah to eat. That matzah is clearly designated for the Seder. So that matzah should not be used for Shlach Mishnah. It should l'chatchila be considered muksa. Then as we said, you should bench, say Berachas Hamazon, make a hefsek. If there's enough time, the hefsek should be a half an hour, as the Chaznis says, and take a walk during that half an hour. If not, we have the opinion of the Daki Tshuva, who says that 15 minutes of a hefsek with a walk would even be better. It's considered a hefsek. And as I said, there are Pesachim that are even more lenient, because again, it's not a bracha shel tzricha, I'm making the bracha because I want to fulfill the mitzvah of Shal Shudas. And then wash again and eat Shal Shudas again with at least a kebeya of challah, as we discussed in our previous year. However, certainly, we're not quite certain, Rashi, firstly, considering what we discussed from Rashi, that this Shabbos will not mekayim Shalosh Shabbos in the morning. Particularly, remembering what the Pnei Shlomo says, that we can't be mekayim Shalosh Shabbos in the afternoon, then we can't be mekayim Shalosh Shabbos in the morning. So certainly in the afternoon, we should eat another meal. What should we eat at that other meal? When should we eat that other meal, and what should we eat for that other meal? So certainly, we should not eat that other meal before half an hour after Chatzos, because as we quoted the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reis Tzadik Aleph, Shalosh Shabbos should not be eaten before half an hour after Chatzos. L'chatchilo, one should daven mincha before eating that meal, because the chatchila Shalosh Shabbos not only should not be eaten before half an hour after Chatzos, Shalosh Shabbos should be eaten after mincha. So that means you should daven mincha and then eat Shalosh Shabbos. If one has in his home a borei mina mezoinus, like kneidlach, he should have that during that meal. If one doesn't have kneidlach in his home, so he should have basar, bedogim, lechatchila, that fill him up. If he can't have basar, bedogim, he should have minei peiris. And the Paiskim say that the minei peiris that he should have, lechatchila, are from the Zion minim. For two reasons, I saw the Paiskim suggest. One reason is that the Zion minim are mar chashiv, because we make a bracha me'in shalosh after eating that, after eating those peiros, so those makes those peiros more chashiv, and since they're more chashiv, that's what we should make shalosh shudas on. And another shot that I saw in the Paiskim is that the zayin minim peiros that are all peiros that are considered the zayini that satiate. So we want to have such a food for shalosh shudas. In general, the Paiskim say that if for whatever reason one is not eating bread, challah, matzah, for Shalosh Shabbos, he should eat a type of food, the more satiating it is, the closer it is to fulfilling the Takonis Chazal, or what, how to fulfill mitzvah Shalosh Shabbos. The Magen Avraham here in Sif Cotton Base brings a shalah. And I want to stop for a moment to discuss this, because it's a mistaken pshat in the Magen Avraham. He quotes a shalah who quotes the Zohar that says that Rav Shimon ben Yochai learned Torah in the time of eating Suda Shlishis. And from here, the Magen Avraham and others want to suggest that perhaps one could fulfill the chiyuv of eating Shalosh Shabbos with learning Torah. But the Paiskim say that certainly one should not misunderstand the Magen Avraham or that Zohar. Number one, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, we know the Gemara says, was Torosai Imnosai. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai was in an entirely different category. Furthermore, if one looks into the Zohar, it's a Zohar of Pashas Emor. The Zohar does not suggest in any way that you could fulfill mitzvah Shalosh Shabbos with learning Torah on a regular basis. Only an Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, that we've been discussing in our Shiurim, we have a real issue how to fulfill mitzvah Shalosh Shabbos. And according to Rashi, as we explained at the beginning of the Shiur, it may be that in this Shabbos there is no obligation of eating Shalosh Shabbos. On that Shabbos did Rav Shimon ben Yochai rely on learning during the time of Shalosh Shabbos. Normally, it's not acceptable. Furthermore, it's only learning, perhaps, the Paiskim say, Zohar that speaks about Shalosh Shabbos. So if you're learning at the time of Shalosh Shabbos, the halachas in the Zohar that speak about Shalosh Shabbos, and it's Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, and you're somebody like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, maybe under those circumstances, you can be mekayim mitzvah Shalosh Shabbos that way. But certainly the proper way of being mekayim shalosh shudos is with eating the shalosh shudos, washing and eating a kebeya, or if not, eating the other foods that we discussed. I once saw that the Beis Halevi was somewhere, and the time for shalosh shudos was coming, and he couldn't find any food readily available to eat for shalosh shudos. So his Talmidim told him, "This Magen Avraham, why don't you just learn and fulfill mitzvah shalosh shudos with your learning?" So he said, "What will happen if I learn and I say it via Torah, I say a chiddush, and then after I say the chiddush, somebody will come and ask a question on the chiddush, and it'll be proven wrong. So then my shalosh shudos won't be a shalosh shudos." The way to be sure that you're mekayim the shalosh shudos properly is eating it the way the Shulchan Aruch teaches us to eat mitzvah shalosh shudos. And as we said, kala mekayim shalosh shudos b'Shabbos, whoever is mekayim eating these three meals properly in Shabbos is zoicha to gevaldig geschar.